Beginning current daf Masech the Sugya daf Lamanav beginning on the days beginning to the master beginning with the Digmar Hayvam Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda said lulav tzarich eged, that lulav has to be tied, he might be nachrina if you bring another species. Well, then halacha dekoy halacha dekoy. Then each one should be independent, and therefore then it shouldn't be problematic. That sounds like one drabbanan the whole ein tzarich eged. Then according to them, it sounds more logical that it would be problematic because there's nothing to tie them together. Just holding it would be like bal tesis, which tesis team. It's a wonder. Koshkin the Rabban and all the most according to the Rabban that they hold you don't have to bind it together. For sure it should be mutter when you add another species. Why? Because the mashmalal sounds like previously that the Gemara brought on the Flamanav on Amr Aleph. The Rabbi Yehuda going to be Yehuda Mishom the Tzarech Eged because he held it. You have to bind the Lulav. If you bind it from another species, it's going to be five species. Which is a problem about Bob Taysev. Now it sounds like Abba Rabban and name Tzarech Eged that you don't have to bind it. At Loi. But no, it's not going to be a problem about taste of why. Each one is considered independent. So that seems to contradict that here also, when you're adding another species of Rabbanan, it should be more logical to say that it's mutter, because it's not considered about taste. And Taysa proves this logic from somewhere else, because he says, we saw to say explicitly, we say, whoever is going to be added on is actually creating it, making it less. Where, because these three, lulav ein tzarich eged, that if you would think that a lulav does not have to be tied together, so the halacha is that even when you're adding on the fifth species, that there's no kolam eisav gedeya, because ha'lechadei koi, each one is considered independent, and there's no connection between the fifth species to all the other types. So you see that this like we're saying, that the case of talking mamre that holds the yichayev only if you meisiv something where in a way of meisiv gedeya where he makes it worse. So the Gemara says over there that even when you're adding on the fifth species, that's not called meisiv gedeya because halachadeh b'hayuch l'keir. I mean, it's not all the time that you add on that you're giving migedeya. So you see that according to Rabbanon, that it's not a problem. So why are you saying that, according to Yehuda, since according to Rabbanon, it would be? To the contrary, according to Rabbanon, it's actually more not problematic. So that's just Vishnu, what you can say is the Halacha Ma'ari, here we're talking about, Vishnu'asin Isai, when you're placing this other species, Chutz Le'eged, out of the binding, Le'Yehuda, according to Yehuda. Now, since the whole Lulav has to be tied, it comes out when you put the fifth one out of it, it has no relationship whatsoever. Therefore, I would have thought to say this permitted because it's not a problem about Taisiv. In such a situation, actually, it's logical that Rabbi would permit more than the Rabbanan, the whole that you don't have to bind it. So according to Rabbanan, even if you put it Chutz Le'eged, that would still be considered as adding because the binding has no relevancy. Because according to Yehuda, the binding is like a boundary of what's inside is the mitzvah, what's outside is not. That was what I was saying. According to Yehuda, you would have thought to say, that's the case you're putting out of the egged. So what's the reason the price says it's forbidden? So it actually should not be considered an addition to other species that you're bringing because it's out of the binding. We hold you don't need egged, and if it's permitted to go ahead and bind it with some other species since they're considered dependent. And that's taste vision, what you can say is like dumb, and you can't compare them. Can't compare putting another species out of the binding to bind the lulav with a different species that's permitted. Why? Because when you bind your corner bundle with a different species in the choshem kamayz, that's not considered adding onto the dal minim. Because that's not the way of how its growth is when you're doing it horizontal instead of vertical. That's not the way that it normally grows. Now, and to be considered as one dal minim has to be in the way that it grows from the ground, as the Gemara says, another from hayam and bays. As we learn from Atzei Shittim Amidim, and therefore the Eged is not going to get binding because it's horizontal, not vertical. Although Rabbi Yehuda by Eged according to Rabbi Yehuda that requires halacha of binding, which is automatically including something that's not derech gedolasa because you do it horizontal, not vertical. Oh, then yesh lechashim kamayis b'gedolasa. Then it should be considered al taisav when with its binding. The chalak gudah because any binding shleged derech gedolasa is automatically perpendicular is horizontal and not vertical. Now v'halacha for Rabbi Yehuda. Now whereas over here according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you're putting it out of the egged, that's what it's saying, that the maisi minachrina, where you bring another species, and you're holding it in the normal way that it grows, which means vertically, So oh, that should be usur because the filo chutz la'egel chodesh kemais. Even out of the binding is considered as adding onto the aluminum, and that would be according to everyone. Because in that, behold, they don't need egged. Most definitely, according to their opinion, we'd not be able to add on another species. Now, this place adds on. This I was saying over here that also according to Rabbanan, that behold, lulav does not need egged. There's a baltaisa with some other species. It's only when you're binding with a different species that's not the loss. That's no problem. So behold, the compass and this the gemara says the end of peches and bezel man the main source egged. According to one holds that you don't need binding. Means Rabbanan. Therefore, when you add another species, not invalidating the dalminim. Because of a high lechidekoi, each one is independent. It sounds like that's not going to be considered meisiv. Similarly, that contradicts what we just said now. So it says, no, in the inzek kolam meisiv begadeh. That's only regarding this idea of that this is not considered, whoever adds on is diminishing. Because you're going to be fulfilling the mitzvah dal minim. The oil name is a yatsa. Yeah, for sure you're fulfilling the mitzvah dal minim according to Rabban, because you don't need eggs and you took dal minim. El do eva baltaisiv. You're right, you can do eva baltaisiv, like we're saying over here. It's going to be Yehuda that you hold the lulav needs egged. If so, when you're binding the other species, what happens is you're actually nullifying the mitzvah al-minim. It's actually a mitzvah gereya. It means say you didn't fulfill your mitzvah. And that's the difference between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Hashanicha, now that we're saying that according to Rabbanim, the lulav does not need to be bound. But when you add another one, derech kelasim, it's going to be over bal taisiv. Nicha, the Tana come to Rabbi Yehuda. By dal minim, by when they're dried, that's possible. Victani, we learned dal minim, shavalulav, and ways of laying that. Now they add on to them, similarly, that's Rabban who disagree with him, who also hold that it does not have to be tied. Until you see that there's Baltaisa, we now add on, even though you let her bind it with some other species. That's like we're saying, that because if you hold Derek Lassen, then you can be able to Baltaisa, even according to Rabbanan. And in that situation, you're not going to say, we'll continue with next place of the Masl. The place begins with the word Zigmaha, Yor Kakarti. So we say that that which is yoruk, like karti, so this machlik is exactly what is this color of karti. Taisa brings many different proofs. What is this color? Taisa is mashmet, sounds like shemarehu. The color is kitseva, like a dosh, a koyden, verbalaz, which is like the color green. And because we're comparing it to karti, which is leek, which is greenish. Now, but he the brachas mashma. However, the Gemara brachas sounds exas a little bit. Shadema le'iran divlas, which is like a bluish. Katan hasim perakam. The Gemara teaches over there in the first part of the Testament days that when could you say when's this man in the morning? He's mishiyakir bein tchelis akatri. You tell the difference between tchelis, which is blue wool, and karti. Mashma the mishun zimzeh sounds like it's very little. It's just a little bit different. Sounds like karti is actually like a bluish. Now, benachas begat tchelis, and benachas that menagim abeis, and meaning we said that tchelis yam aliyam, which obviously tells us what tchelis is, someone to the sea, b'yam devalekia, someone to the sky, zekain sevesh akarin eran devalas. This is a dye, again, that's bluish. Sounds like karti is bluish. Now, this is something that we're saying what yarek is, that yarek would seem to be a little bit bluish. Now, Yishalmi mashma, but Yishalmi sounds like Shutseba Verit, sounds like what we said originally, that it's like this greenish, kena sub like grass. So he demand tchelis and karti, on that Gemara, which is quoted from Brachas, to tell the difference between tchelis and karti, Messiahly, the Yishalmi concludes, tchelis dimeliyam, that tchelis similar to the sea, but yam dimelas sovim. The sky is similar to grass, but similar to here, and the grass is similar to the sky, which again sounds like it's like a greenish tinge. We perikel chayfus negvar chundaf and dain in the base mashma sounds like the yerek domi lechamish on bear. Sounds like yerek is actually similar to the yolk of an egg. Shukain tzeba yellow balaz. It's actually similar to the color of yellow. So it's a third thing. Either it's green, blue, or like a yellowish. The meaning because the Gemara says where they could go in beis a treifum. What's considered a simon of treifa for the lungs of an animal? If let's say it's like an egg. That color, that's trefa. That would make the lungs into trefa. Well, parach, I think my ass, so ela yurika, tiksher hechadami. You're telling me that if it's a color similar to the color of the egg, that's trefa. So the Gemara says that the yarik that's kosher is kikarti. Sounds like from the Gemara's question, that the regular yarik is like the color of an egg. Trefa is from other places also that yarik is actually a little bit yellowish, goldish. Similar to like wax. on the raw wax. The Titan learned the Bryce of Yorick should be Rukam. What's really Yorick? Los Aimek is Shava, Kachermel, like wax and Chermel. Sumchazaimer, he says, that it's Kanav Tavis, it's like the wing of a peacock, Kacharitz, and like the protrusion of Shaldekal, of a palm tree. So obviously, the Kondra Velazi Yorick is like just the color of wax, which is similar to like Goldie. So it's proven from other places, also the Yorick is similar to like yellowish goldish. The Chenash Berg Bezin needed of your testament alchemy. He dumb it to main be issued. There's five colors of blood that are tummy by a woman. But not going to mention how Yorick, regarding Yorick, a kambi manal mitame. He says that's tummy. Now, Ramin Hassam, the Gemara says, with a man of dumb Nida Shuadam, how do you know the blood of Nida is red? So it says, it sounds like the Inlet Thomas Beisha. You cannot say one of the five, six, whatever colors they are, they're tummy by a woman. For a Damnida, El Kinnik Lamar, Admimis, obviously has to be a little reddish. Now, Bechol Tzvam Shazachad, you're going to all the colors I mentioned, but don't know, green, blue, Amen, Nikol Lamar, Admimis. There's no color that's leaning towards redness. El Tzvam Yellow Blaz, yellow, goldish, that has a little bit reddish in it, like we have this red gold. So it seems to indicate that it's yellow. The pasuk also seems to prove that that's what's called yarik. The chalik says the pasuk tell him that her seha and her limbs be yarakar chorutz are with the shiny yarakrak. Seva mechperes pish menachem explains in his book what's yarakrak. Shuzav abom menachabila. This is gold that comes from menachabila. And the Danish perish chorutz explains what chorutz is. Eben teber. That's a beautiful stone. Where. Again, you see that yarik is this yellowish goldish. And actually, this that we're bringing this pasuk, took the damarohi. It's machlis damarom damin beish rabba akro the yarik is chanicha. Same word yarik, the yarik is chanicha. So what does it mean that Avraham Avinu was yarik is chanicha? So Avraham Avinu said rikam avan toipis magal. He said he cleaned them out. He poured them over with good, like almost pulled them over with the precious stones and with pearls. Come on, that Adama, like you say, you've ever said, Birakar Charetz, which I quote this pasuk, that of Yarak, I've said Birakar Charetz, which means like gold. Obviously, you see that Yarak Charetz is gold. Pirish, why did he do this? That they shouldn't be chasing after the money and fighting against the kings. He says, rather, they should be busy saving people's lives. So he just poured money all over them that they won't be doing it for the money. Later on, he says, actually, b'shasha shaitim harikan. He poured them over with the parsha of the shaiter, the officers, which is from embarrassment, he poured their face away by telling them the parsha shaitim, which they would tell for those who would leave to war. Like you say, it says in the term, who's the man that's afraid and has soft of heart? In other words, my face should be yadam from the sins in their hands. And the spice should be mashah who's kukulachzer. And they're going to be embarrassed that they're going to have to come back to say, oh, must have been, he has a nevera. And again, this is ways of trying to motivate them to fight well in the war. And so to Bamin Mishal Dal Nadarm, we learn in Darm that from the Rezim and Al-Biyork as Chanichab, the same Pasik. Rabbi Shmuel, Chadam HaShalikim B'Toyrash, the Parashat Shaitrim, that he poured them over what it says in the Torah, the Parashat Shaitrim. Chadam HaShalikim B'Zav, Pirish, Krad V'Irak, Krad Kedarsh. And again, the Zav, Demel, Tzav, Yalas, it says again, this gold is similar to the color of yellow, and that's Yirak, it would seem to be a Yirak, it's yellow. Now, Umiwa, what was it say? Esrig, Krad, Demel, Shava, that when you have you have Esrig, that, the color of esrig is demel shava is similar to wax, and so Tzitzis explains it. But is esrig mabon v'neinu yirukim kikarti? So we have an esrig that comes in front of us. I mean, again, that's why that's the color of yellow it's supposed to be. But those esrigim that come in front of, meaning it's more similar to shava. It has to be that of the color of wax, and it comes out that. That's what the discussion is. When Yarka Karti, what is that? Is that like grass? And like not like other the colors of the primary color of what the Esrig is supposed to be. So they says, well, is my string my bullet and then Karti. So when we have this Esrig that comes in front of us, Yarik like Karti, which had all these different interpretations, what that exactly is, like what type of yellow is it? But Shema Philip Yehuda. It's gonna be because even Quentin of Yehuda who holds the Yarka Karti's puzzle. But it's only kosher because shechizim lamar shara strikim afil betalish. Only if it's going to go back to the color of all the other strikim, which we said like this goldish yellowish, and not like this greenish yellowish. But only if it's going to end up coming back to the Kabbalah of Shrek Mechel B'Talish, even when it's already detached, Lachar Shashahu B'Kliz Ma'amaruba, when you kept it in a bag, in a vessel, for a long time, where then it turns from the green to yellowish, where the Vadig Ma'apurim, where most definitely, the reason why it's going to the color of what all other Shregim are is because it really was a finished its development. Because if it would never have finished its development, it wouldn't, even if you kept it in a bag, in a vessel for a long time, it would not come to the color of Esrig. And again, the difference is Taisus. So this that we're saying that the esrig has to be similar to that of the color of wax. So again, that's a different color than even this yellow of what we're saying of gold, where that's going to be invalid according to Rabbi Huda. But again, even when it comes to karakti, if you leave it for a while and then it ends up turning into the color of like all the other seragim, which is that like of wax, then it's going to be valid. We'll continue with the next test in Asa. The test begins with the words of the Gemara, Shir Esrig Kat. What's the measurement of the small esrig? Ebe machlegis, exaring, if it's like egges or a kebeya. So he says, Angel plucked at the esrig habaisis. This is not the same machlegis as we have regarding an immature esrig. The pligibur, we keep it abundant, the common, we pick it up, the common, and aleph, if an esrig baisis kosher or not. It's not that the reason Rabbi Kiba, the whole esrig baisis is possible because it's been lacking in the shear, like remained of Yehud over here. And the reason is because I feel a godl ke egg is a kebeya. Because even if an esrig was as big as a nut or an egg, which according to both opinions here are going to be kosher, still possible that Rabbi Kiba would still say it's possible if it was baisa. And the reason is Mishum de la Bazria is because it's not something that's fit for seeding, latam echad according to one interpretation. It cannot sprout and make other pears. Levitam shen, according to the second reason, mishum de bayahadr, because it needs to be hadr, and baisa is not hadr. Where is the sugi over here? Leboy hadr pasale. It's that even if you're going to say the esrig does not require a hadr, still Remeya and Rabbi Huda say it's going to be pasal. And very simply, Mishum de legoma period, because it has not yet fully matured. It's not considered a pre, because by baiser, it's considered like a man peir. And Tosfos says, "Lika major peir," because like a man lam. Malik Rashi explains later on, though he says, "Esrig baiser," which Rashi says, "That's kipula lam, like the white bean." Based on that, we're talking about a small esrig, and that's the same lacking we see over here in our sugya. Tosfos says, "No, because ahul shiur itma gabi anovim." That measurement of like a white bean, as baiser, is only said regarding that of grapes. To become a bishulam. Even when they're fully ripened, they're still small. And therefore, Abatel Pula Lovin is considered by certain not more than that. About Esrig, Shu, pre God, when encountered the Esrig, which are very big fruit. Fully Yasin, Mikabeya, Baisu, even bigger than the size of the egg, could still be considered by Baisu, because you're several like years of harvest, but it's going to end up still growing a lot more. But over here, regarding the shear, if it's less than the egg or a nut, this Rebbe Kiva does not invalidate because of Baisu, that's because of the Shain, several like all the years, we're talking about it's not going to end up growing anymore. That's why Rebbe Kiva, the Pasasam Hachamashi, because even Rebbe Kiva who invalidates over here, over there, by Baisa would say over here it's going to be kosher, the egg is lamar, kebe lamar, according to either opinion, whether it be the size of a nut or the size of an egg, because the chashm b'mapir is considered the fully maturing of the fruit, because it's not going to grow anymore. A pachas mekan, but less than a kebe or an egg is, like chashm b'mapir, it's not considered the fully maturing of the fruit. Alpha pishain tibukaldias, even that's not going to grow anymore. Because the Yesh Dvarim Haber, there's many things, the Bishal Pri, that never come to fully maturing. And therefore, it's not going to be considered as Gemara Peri. Matu, but nothing, you find this big grapes that many of them, they always remain Baisu. Additionally, Tis adds on, oh, you're talking, it's also possible to say that Esther less than egg or not, it's actually worse than Esther Gabaisu, because the Fadir Rabban Machshir Hasim, even Rabban over there who actually says it's kosher by Esrig HaBaisu or possibly Hachab HaPachas Mekan. They actually would invalidate here when it's less than the Kibarak Eggers. Because Esrig HaBaisu is kosher compared to Tvei. Esrig HaBaisu is actually considered more of a pre than Esrig that's less than the Shir. Because Esrig HaBaisu, even though it's not a Kibarak Eggers, but at the end it's going to end growing more. Whereas when it's less than the Eggers or Kibarak, it's not considered as a pre at all. But Perek Kamad in Maisus B'Yishami, in the first Perek of Maisus in Yishami, Tani, they taught the Esrig HaBaisu. He says it's considered a pre. In the pre, the Chumash says it's not a pre. Which actually, by Esther Yisham, the Gersh is the opposite. According to Bekiva, it's not a pre. Chumash is a pre. But when we see according to Chacham that Baiser is considered a pre, it says it wrote that according to Rabbanon, Baiser is considered as a pre. Kitin Nektes Mask, to begin with the words, the Gemara, Dabah Hadar, Beilon, Mishan, Lishan. What does Priyat Hadar mean? Not that it has to be beautiful, it's just, it's something that it stays on the tree from year to year. Which says, this is Benazir, this is Benazir, the Roshach, the Kaman, the Pirkan, the Flamahir, and Alf. Beyashim, the Roshach, and there's other Josh over there, what to learn out from the word Hadar, that not necessarily does mean beautiful. Kitin Nektes Mask, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Shal Hashem, Shal Hashem, Dach, as possible. If it's from a Bazar tree or from an Anidachas, so then it's going to be Pasal. Which says, Besid Kis Adam, Chulin of Peites and Manav, Domer Rabbi, Rabbi says over there, says, Mitzvah is Lab Lohanis Nenu. Mitzvah was not given to get pleasures. It's not a violation of getting pleasure. And therefore, Machasin Bafir Anidachas, you could cover the blood of an animal that you slaughtered with the earth of the city of the Anidachas. So, though you're not allowed to have Hana, but Mitzvah is Lab Lohanis Nenu. It's not considered having Hana. When you blow with it, you have not fully obligation. You take a little more time, not play out to use it, you're not. But if your home is level honest, then why is it going to be a problem? And so, but that was the Gemara's question, why are you not fulfilling with these shayfas? Just like you're allowed to use the earth of the Nedachas. First place says, have a muscle like Shuye, Mimis Neaton. The Ketoni Shalashir Apostle. The truth is, the Gemara could have asked on Rava from our Mishnah, which we say that Shalashir is going to be Apostle. Well, based on him, if you're Muslim and Hamza, then why is he going to be Apostle? And seemingly it would be better to ask from a Mishnah than to ask from a Braisa. But to say so, he preferred to bring and ask from a Braisa this question. Because they conclude, Mikara Gabilulub and Beshefer Taka, that if you blow it, yotzi, you fulfill the obligation. And not if you take the lulav dezar, yotzi, you fulfill the obligation. We're at the beginning of the Gemara is asking from the Braisa that says that a person should not take. Isn't it saying that if he took, he's not fulfilling? And that's the Gemara rejects this question, says no, that if you took it, you're going to be fulfilling the obligation. Then we ask from the Braisa, which says explicitly, this side, halacha, that if you take it or if you blow it, you have not fulfilled your obligation. At the beginning of the words of the Gemara, Bashir and the Moshe, talking about a specific case, not just any Avodah Zarah tree. We're talking about that which was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when they went there to Israel. The Chesus Mefta Shorel, where they had to go ahead and burn it, pulverize it. Still, it's like it doesn't have a measurement. Mechem Breis is Seb Kisa Adam. So the Breis in Chulin of Peites and Rav that tells us the Notal Lo Yotza, that if you went and used it, you have not fulfilled your obligation. It's also Tomah Shere the Moshe. It's a Shere the Ketani Hasim Taka Lo Yotza. You have to say the same thing also over there, which according to the previous places, that if you're not used with that shayfa, must be, it's also talking about that of, which halacha has, why you're not yaitza, whereas with Pekudu Bez and the Gemara Shun of Chas Menav says, the Shabbos of Yitza, lo yit kashem bov, and talk yaitza. But if you did blow, you did fulfill the obligation, they would also have a steer. Rather, obviously, one's talking about regular Yitza, one's talking about from Sheikh the Meisha. If you use a sandal from a bedizara, it's about chalitza. And we don't say that as if it's pulverized, like we say by the shevel of a bedizara, that you don't fulfill the obligation. The reason is because the hanav of a bedizara the nachi, because all these are talking about idolatry of a gentile. Yesh lebidl, which could be nullified. So if it's not kesus mechta shereo, because the gentile could be mevatlet. It's just initially forbidden, because it's disgusting. And this is what we said, that you're not fulfilling obligation in b'di'avad. It's all the Yisrael. It's idolatry of a Jew, which Jews idol can never be nullified, and therefore it's just mechtu shara'ah, which it doesn't have a share, because, like we said, it's meant to be burnt. Now, Tais asked, on this that we're answering, that little b'dizara, if you use it, you yaitze, so to buy the sandal, the chalitza, because we're talking about Avodah Zarah of a Gentile, it says from Tumah, we're going to say, Avodah Zarah of the Nachi Nami, the adultery of a Gentile also, why are you saying that if you shackle with it, you're fulfilling obligation? But when the Agbah, Kanye, the moment the Jew picks it up to do the mitzvah, the Tilis Lulav, he acquires the Benassah, so it becomes that of a Jew, and now it doesn't have a bitl anymore. Because I mean, you're called Slum, like the Moses of Avodah Zarah, the Mbezim et Alf. Because Rinan, they were concerned that Dilmo Magbala, we're concerned that he might come to pick it up, and then he's going to try to mevatla, but then there's no more bittel because it's already his. So the question is back. So how could you take a lulav of a zogah of a nachri, but the soul can be kind of cannot be mevatla? says Yerushalmi, what you could say is, Tomah Kagan Shigbi, Amanash, Lelikness, where he picks it up, not to be kind of with that Hagbah. And therefore, again, Tligman considered that of the Nachi, and therefore there's little, and since it's not his, and it could come about, let, therefore, you argue to be the Evid, so too regarding Chalitza. So you're turning to Lamvezim and Alf. And the reason why that you don't have to do Chalitza with your own shoe is because the Mindel Shein Shalai Tanan Chalitza is a Gesheru. We learned that, yeah, it's going to be valid if it's not his, and therefore, again, you could say it's talking about where they picked up the shoe, not to acquire it. Now, the lulav that we say that it's kosher when you're not intending to acquire it, obviously then says Yom Tov Shein, it's about the second of Yom Tov, where don't has that, you don't have to have lacha, and therefore you're going to be yes, even though you're not intending to acquire. And Ubishmaiten, in our sugya, where we ask from our Mishnah, that says, we find Shal Sheriff's Pasla, and we ask on Rabbah, who says, a little bit of Shalabit, so it's going to be, if you take it's going to be kosher. So the truth is, of a Matzal Shun, the Nigma could have answered, mustn't be empty, but the Mishnah, it says Pasla by the first day of Yom Tov, where you need Lacham, and therefore, Mashal, it's going to be a problem, because if you're intending to acquire it, there's no bit, like, it's not going to be that, and it's not going to be Lacham. And therefore, the Habit Sagal, the Mashal, the Mashal, then didn't have to say that it's talking about Asher de Moshad, the Mishnah. But since the Mishnah is comparing it to the case of Aaron Idachas, that's why it's possible. And the Fil Yom Tov Shein, and they're even on the second day of Yom Tov because it's Susan Echdu Shachar. So therefore, the Mishnah explains, we explain the Mishnah by Sheir the Moshe. That place brings a different opinion that Rabbi Natama disagrees and holds actually a Bezerba Goy, even before Bittel, is going to be possible. And that after Bittel, like a tchila, a person should not take it. But Rabbi Yehuda Mavashi explains the kulba with zogah denachi. Actually, that the whole sugi is talking about by a zara of a gentile. I mean, he's going to disagree with Taisi that says the zogah denachi even before bittel, you fulfill your obligation. But Khan, rather over here in Bekis Adam that we said that you're not going to fulfill your obligation, that's klidin bittel before nullification. Khan over here. We said if you took the lulav yaitza and sold the bechalitza, that's la'achar bittel. Now, la'achar bittel nami. Even after bittel, Rava says the lulav zara, like a tchil yitzal, initially one should not take. And the yitka, the sheif of the zara, shouldn't blow with, even though you're allowed to have enough from it, because the mitzvah in your mitzvah is considered repulsive regarding a mitzvah, because it had already a designation, the title of the zara, before they were mevatler. And mechain l'tachlis, but like a tchil, so initially one should not do chalitza with it, even after bittel. Chase explains that difference between chalitza with the shoe of a zara to the halach of covering the blood with the earth of a zara. So the film tells me everyone say the shalachas like the chalabav of a zara that you're initially allowed to cover the blood with the earth of a zara coming b'shal in the dachas like the earth of a in the dachas, which the rabbi said that you're allowed to do them. So it says leidami kis lechalitza. No, you can't compare covering the blood to chalitza because by covering the blood there's no concern about mice. Whereas by chalitza, there is such a concern. If initially one is not allowed to chalitza with the shua, with the zara. Chayes explains that according to Ben Tam, that even by avodah zara nachri, you cannot fulfill your obligation before bittel. So the reason why I wouldn't say our Mishnah like this, why we explain our Mishnah to much specific about the Mishnah, why don't we just answer ben nachri, because bittel is somewhat the bit zara, but gentle, but before bittel. Because when you cut the lulav from the palm tree, so that's already bittel. And then you wouldn't be able to have a lulav before bittel. Because by avodah zara goy, that is bittel, you're yoytza. So therefore, you have to say this to Masher de Maisha, which does not have bittel. Now, Tosfos asks according to Ben Tam that, again, avodah zara before bittel, you're not fully obligation. Pegments, chalitza, gemara, yivam, stavuk, bezim, afli, bin sandal, shabbat, zara, the gemara, the friendship between the sandal, but the zara, but the yabbat, the chalitza is going to be kosher, the sandal, shabbat, the gribbat, the zara, the sandal of, that was sacrificial. Sacrifices for the Bezzar, the Abbot Chalitza is going to be possible because they only bittle because there's no nullification. And why didn't they just differentiate in the Bezzar itself? Been Kohen Bittle, been Lach Bittle, whether before Bittle or after Bittle. So this is, you're right. But Agav Orcha Kamash, it's only parenthetically that the Gemara wanted to tell us that the Kribbit of Bezzar, that the sacrifice of Bezzar is not nullified. But the truth is, they could have made such a difference in the Bezzar itself before and after Bittle. Now, but he did Ru Bezdin kasher tefillin. Now, this is Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and Ru Bezdin is more difficult to defend the Tam, because the Mavli Rabbah Hasam Rabbah defends it with the Ben Shabbos 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 Shab Shiva b'dzara b'diavad yitzer. And the dachas in b'diavad yitzer. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that he holds it before bittul, one does not fulfill his obligation. Now, b'dishlo b'dzara gufei, he yochlech like b'inkayin bittul min lacha bittul. Even that of b'dzara, he could have differentiated and said, before bittul you're not yitzer, after bittul b'diavad you are yitzer. And Taisa adds on, you can't say there's Tomar over there by Shefa the Vitzara before Bittel, and therefore you have to mechalik between the Vitzara and the Dachas, because Vakar Chatzok Log Melacha Bittel, Kabesh Rebbeinu Tam. Most definitely have to say it's talking about after Bittel, according to Rebbeinu Tam's interpretation. Meaning, even without Rebbeinu Tam, that he holds a Vitzara before Bittel, even the Yavin at Yetzer, rather like the first interpretation takes brought before Bittel, but the Yavin would be Yetzer, but the halacha of Shefa with the Zara obviously is not after Bittel. Like we find in most of the text that it says of Yehuda. So he's the one that teaches that the shofar b'dzara like it clearly shouldn't blow, and if you did yaitza, the koyd bittel, if it's before bittel, Rabbi Yehuda mahasim le'el, the shofar shlom le'yatza, that he says that take a shofar, but carbon shlom, you're not fulfilling obligation in the avid, because the mitzvah lahanis nendo, because the mitzvah were given to get pleasure, and he disagrees with Rabbi, says lav lahanis nendo. Now, but the shofar before bittel, it's forbidden to have anah. Obviously, we're talking about lacha bittel then. But Tesis, he rejects, however, the gifts of Rabbi Yehuda. Miu, Tzorach Lema, but you actually, anyways, have to say, the Mechamakum Rabbi Gars Vlade of Yehuda, actually, the gifts is Rabbi and not Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason that is, because the Mepharish Hassan, Tami the Shefa, Shalayan Adachas, the Yatsik is, the Gemara explains over there that the reason why a Shefa of an Ayan Adachas, one would not fulfill his obligation, even with the Ebed, is Mishum Tatsusim Ets the Shera, because it's considered pulverized. And therefore, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, Havalei Lameima, should have said Mishum the Mitzvah Lahanas, then there should have been a different reason. Not because Kesusim Ets, but simply because mitzvahs are given to have pleasure, and you not have pleasure. So, according to the first interpretation of Tesis, that wouldn't be difficult. According to Ben Tam, it's difficult because why aren't you explaining this to my Zarba Gai before Bittel? Additionally, Tesis says, Miu Kasha, however, what's difficult in Ben Tam is the pericle of Tzlam. Come on, with Zardaf Menzain Menal Boyer Slakish Lakish asks, Mishtak will a dekel. Someone bows down to a palm tree. The love of Ma'ala Mitzvah, what's the luck of using its lulav, the branches for the mitzvah? The question is specifically regarding a sherry tree, which was nullified. The question is, yes, do we say, but if it's already rejected, since before the bittul was rejected, so you can't use it. Or maybe there's no halakha b'dichai of rejection by mitzvahs after the bittul, you could use the lulav for the mitzvah. Now, says Taisis, it's obvious that the shema moigle partially hamilsa. Then no amara resolves this question. The reason is because the bittul mentioned that Rabbi Yechon, the Republic, no one wants to resolve it. The Rebbe himself is what we're asking. We can be taken. The Gemara ultimately ends up with a taker. Now, the Hashul appears from Bentham. According to Bentham, Ashkan Rabbi Damach or me, you have an Amar. You have Rabbi over here who says, "Im Natal Yatsa." If you took the lulav, you fulfill the obligation. Well, according to Bentham, is talking about the Bezav and Achi, and after Bittel. So, how many you see that even before Bittel, it's possibly with the Eved. But after Bittel, you fulfill the obligation, and obviously because ain't dich, there's no rejection after the kul, even as leniency. So why didn't they resolve it from over here from Rabbah? So Tosis says, no, there's a difference between the Gemara there and the halacha of Rabbah. Because me, you're someone, what you could say is the Adam, and Rabbah, the answer this. Rabbah says that if you took the lulav, you fulfill the obligation, as Kisha Batlam, Adam, Yamt, Tomorrow, Renal, Fazim, before Yamt. That it was never rejected once Yamt started. And this they were asking over there that if there's dicha by mitzvahs, it's talking about bittel b'yomtiv. You know, by yomtiv, it's shech dicha, which then it applies to the status of being rejected. And this proves this idea that there's only when you nullify yomtiv it's shech dicha. You can mukhak like a man, but it's obvious later on in this paragraph of Megillah and Alf. The Bayer Rabbi Yirmi asked, "Nikdim reishim erev yomtiv." But let's say the hadas was the top was cut off from before yomtiv, also by tomorrow yomtiv, and then a berry grows in it on yomtiv, which would actually make it not rejected. Now, so the question was, only when they got cut off from before Yom Tov and the berry grew on Yom Tov. Because I will also wait tomorrow by Yom Tov, because let's say the berry actually grew from before Yom Tov. It would not be considered rejected. So if, let's say, you nullified Abba Dzar from before Yom Tov, it was never considered Dichli. And therefore, that would not be considered as Dichli to be Kasher. So there is not difficult contribution to time. And Tesa adds on, he says, now, actually, actually, according to the first interpretation that we explained, not Rabbeinu Tam. That Vodzor de Nachi, if we said that if it's the idol of a Nachi, even without Bittel, you do fulfill the obligation with the Ev, because he could be Mabatlid. So, Kavim Yom Tibshain Laboy Lechem, which we said has to be Toma Yom Tibshain when you don't need Lechem. But Kasha, it's difficult from this question of Rish Lakish, recorded. Because the Hasim over there, They were talking about a bezor tree of a Gentile, the Yesh Bittel, which has the halacha Bittel, because by the Sheir Yisrael there's no Bittel, so then he went out Dichri, he wouldn't fulfill, because it remains a bezor. The Filochim Ashmed lives, and still it sounds like over there that even after Bittel, one is not fulfilled his obligation, and the Chosh Bittel, and the fact that it's rejected. But Rabbi says over here, a little bit bezor, you took it, you fill it after Bittel. We don't say that it's Dichri by Mitzvahs. And the Chidim begins to say the Miyam tradition, the Chosh Bittel, it's Toman regarding the first day of Yom Tov, that we consider as rejected. The Vishal Ha'yush, because it wasn't considered as his, as Lachem, before the Bittel. So Cain, if that's the case, Mishnah Nasan Lulub Yom Tov, someone's given a Lulub on Yom Tov, should not fulfill his obligation, because before that it was given to him, he couldn't fulfill his obligation since it wasn't his. That should be considered as a Doch, as rejected. Now, if I've got like Dummy Kulai, although they're not really so comparable, something that's not his to a Lulub Zaga, because the Shalab Zaga ain't Takan Vishaminim, because regarding that of idolatry, there's no way of fixing it at all. Because if the guy gives him, there's no way of him being mavatlid. If he doesn't give it to him, then it's not his, it's not lachem. Where something that's not his, someone could give it to him and it could be his. But still, since ultimately, because of the isa b'dezara that you have right now, that does not invalidate it, because we say bittel is possible for the nachri. So without the fact that it's just not his, then we should not consider rejected because it's not his. So since there's a little fraction, would seem to explain the dove is shari. Rabbi permits to take the lulav a fellow of a dezar shall Yisrael, even of a dezar of a Jew that has no betel. Why? Because if we're talking about be'ilah shenatal b'seif avdu, we're talking about a tree that was originally planted regularly and then it was worshipped by a dezar later on. Kurban and the pligel and the beis reviewed the prekut somebody with dezar from chesam and alf. The shor of the head yet is permitted for a regular person that it's not considered as forbidden. And we cannot metchilik kach unless it was initially planted for the purpose of a dezar. Because the Dashina, they expound Tachas Kol Yisran and Alehehim, beneath all the leafy trees is their deities, the Avod Zarah. But it sounds like it was Avod Zarah before the tree was flowering. Beloy Yisran and Alehehim, and not if it was originally a tree, and then they made it into Avod Zarah, then it's not going to become forbidden. And we give him to Bereshin, even on the first day of Yom Tov, we need Lechem, and not Lechem, if you took it, you fulfill the obligation. Why? Because the Shalah Hedge is permitted for a regular person. And Lechem Green Bay, we call it Lechem. And our Mishnah says that if it's a bezor tree to be possible, that's kishanot mitchil lekach. That's what originally planted to be a bezor. That's going to be awesome. The hainu, and that's actually what the Gemara means of a shared demaisha. That's what it means a shared demaisha. It was planted to be a bezor. But himukikrot the b'shirim tisrim beis. That's how the Rabban explained the pasuk in the Bar Yudeis that there a shared tree should be burnt in the fire. Also for lehedya, that's also even for a regular person, which is when it was planted to be a bezor. Now, by the Chalatzlam, the question over there in Perkalatzlam, if there's Dichr or not, is Bashir Dinachri, it's talking about an Asher tree of a Gentile, did not to Mitchilikah, it was originally planned to be by the Zarah. The Achtach Batlo, and then he nullified it. That's where the question was asked. Imish Dachr Loi, is there a halacha of being rejected or not? Taisi comments, unless the Gemara answers the question over there in Perkalatzlam, the Mid Lishna Kamda Hasim, according to the first version over there, that comma, the Gemara says, Kitabayilon, when we have our questions, Bilun Shanatal Sib Abdai, that it was originally planted regularly and then it was worshipped later on. Believe the Rabbanah, and according to Rabbanah, and the Shoyla Hedra, that they say that it's permitted for a regular person, Rabbanah, Malin Mitzvah, but what's halacha regarding a mitzvah? The question would be, maybe a mitzvah is most stringent because mice is considered repulsive, Kaligvaya, like when you need to bring something for the Hashem, like a Mizbeach, which you cannot fulfill, Eloy, or maybe no, that you could use it to be Eitzah. Since the truth is, have a Muslim nishah to midirav, and the Gemara could have resulted from Rav, and the comment that he says, if you use it, the lulav, you fulfill your obligation. It's obviously that by a tree that was planted and then worship, you fulfill your obligation, and we don't consider it mo'etzah mitzah. Since Taisi, the Rav is really like Rav Dimi, Rav holds like Rav Dimi, the Masri, that he concludes, that the question of Rishlokesh was, right, a tree that was planted initially to be over the Zara, that was the question, is considered rejected. But you're right, if it was planted and then worshipped later, that was obvious to him that you fulfill the obligation, and we wouldn't say this considered as mice. Not to ask on the Gemara's question, if there's dicha etzal mitzvahs, but to ask one, take a second look, and he says, and if you're going to say, what do you mean, tivshe de'in dochi, you could resolve that there's no halacha being rejected in the sneaking from our Mishnah. That not mitzvah me allah, we talk about a case when there's more grapes than leaves, and we met in kash, we said, if you diminish it, it's going to be kash, b'veim at me, after we can have diminishing yom, the Gemara says, but if you did violate, you did diminish the berries on Yom Tov. Now, the Gemara qualifies, it says, well, that's if the berries were black from before Yom Tov. Yeah, because we don't invalidate when you have too many berries, only if they're black. The yarok is levin. If they're green, just like the leaves, then it's not going to be a problem. Now, when it was blackened from before Yom Tov, therefore it was initially rejected when Yom Tov started. So that's not considered as rejected. So obviously you see in Dochei it's a mitzvah. So obviously you see that it's not a halacha being rejected by mitzvahs, because we say that if you diminish Yom Tov, it's going to be kosher. So it says, what you can say is, no, the Shami Hasan, there it's different, because by the grapes, although why would not consider it rejected, these berries, because they'll be able to suck it. Ultimately, it's in his ability to rectify it by diminishing the berries. Because in the Hidah, from my direct, although you're not allowed to be diminishing Yom Tov, you can't be other might, ultimately he could. So you can't really consider that rejected. But regarding a doubt of a Gentile, even though a Gentile could be Mavatlid, but it's not in the hand of the Yisrael to Mavatl, because any Yisrael Mavatl with the Yisrael Mavatl, because a Jew cannot nullify the Tavidzah of a Nachin, but that's why the Gemara couldn't answer it. This question that the Gemara has over there of the Chitzim is not, and the Halacha of our Mishnah, because they're different.